Timeless music by Beethoven, his bagatelle nicknamed for Elisa. Alfred Brendel at the piano. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend here on KPR, where support for classical music comes mostly from you, but also from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and live auction, all in support of the Willow. Thursday, October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. And support comes from the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn, Sunday, October 12th, at 3 p.m. in the Midwest Trust Center. Open to the public, but reservation is required at kccivic.org. Let's hear October from the Garden Suite by David Olin Baird now on KPR, October. Shannon Finney, Ann Radick, Elena Lentz-Talley, and Robert Farrago, all Kansas City musicians, playing October from the Garden Suite by Missouri composer David Olin Baird. When we say we're live, we're local. That's what we mean here at Kansas Public Radio, and we also play pieces that are a bit longer than most other stations play. We don't like to excerpt. Every once in a while we'll play like one movement of a symphony, but we don't like to do that. We like to play the whole thing. You get the real deal here at Kansas Public Radio. And here's Laura Lorison to tell us more about that.
That's right. KPR proud to...
Excellent music by Vivaldi, especially that middle movement, right? That was Vivaldi's Lute Concerto in D with John Williams, guitarist, this morning here on KPR. Good morning. It's 9:30. It's about 70 degrees in Lawrence right now. We have some spellbinding music next by Gustav Mahler. Careful, warning attached to it. I don't want you to get highway hypnosis if you're driving. Also, a little bit of music for a glass harmonica and something from Michael Torkey's brand new album. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank The Roost for providing breakfast for our volunteers and guests during the fun drive. The Roost is located at 920 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. And now Gustav Mahler casts his spell over us for the next 12 minutes as we listen to the Adagietto, the fourth movement of his fifth symphony now on KPR. The amazing Adagietto by Gustav Mahler is the fourth movement of his fifth symphony. That was Herbert von Karajan directing the Berlin Philharmonic here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Sehr gut. That was written by Beethoven. It's one of the few pieces we have here at KPR scored for glass harmonica. That's simply called melodrama for glass harmonica and voice. And Thomas Bloch was playing the glass harmonica, an instrument built on the principle of when you're playing with your water glass and you wet your finger and run it around the rim and you get a pretty sound. Coming up next, music from Michael Torkey's new album, Last Summer. We'll hear Last Summer and Last Fall. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. It's a quarter till 10. And Laura Lorison, how's it going?
Doing okay. We need to hear from you.
two selections from Michael Torkey's new album, Last. We just heard Last Fall, and before that, Last Summer. It's brand new. It features the East Coast Chamber Orchestra, and that's on the Ecstatic label. Michael Torkey, T-O-R-K-E. Here on KPR, it's just a minute before 10. Listen for a very famous piece. Somebody's going to hear it for the first time. The Canon in D Major by Johann Pachelbel. A great piece. Also, something interesting at about 10:15 called The Raven, which I'm not really sure how to classify. It's classical, but it's almost theater because the singers just put so much of themselves into it. Inspired by Edgar Allan Poe.
Tom Johnson was a top White House. Another part of Tom Johnson's legacy on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 for that story and many more during All Things Considered from 3 to 7. The classics go right up until then. I'm Cordelia Brown and our other classical friends, Jeff Watson, noon to 3, and Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate healthcare in the U.S. Constitution. With Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen on October 15th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. More music in just a few minutes right here on KPR.
Live from NPR News.
From Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 10 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Imaginable Futures. Envisioning a future where learning sparks opportunity and thriving belongs to everyone. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. Good morning. This is KPR. Glorious music by Johann Pachelbel, The Canon in D Major. That was a version on CBS Sony with Richard Capp and the Philharmonia Virtuosi of New York. A famous piece, and yes, it is simple, but it's a great piece for so many reasons, and right now somebody's hearing it for the first time, and that's great, and we would love to hear from you now at kansaspublicradio.org. Here are Laura Lorson and John Richard Schrock.
That's right. We are here to talk with you about going to be because of you, our listeners. Please make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. Take advantage of this Double Your Money Challenge from the Allen and Evelyn Knopp Charitable Giving Fund. Also, you can give us a call at 888-577-5268. Once again, kansaspublicradio.org. Make your donation now.
Thank you so much, Laura Larson and John Richard Schrock. And now here's the piece that John Richard Schrock was talking about, the greatest requiem of all time. This is the Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber on KPR. The very moving Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber on Kansas Public Radio. It was the CBC, Canadian Broadcast Corporation, Orchestra of Vancouver, Mario Bernardi directing the strings of that orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where support for the music comes mostly from you, but also from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community. October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com. And from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at KU.edu. Here's something from 2013 by Nicholas White, inspired, of course, by Edgar Allan Poe. He set The Raven to music. Here's The Raven on KPR. From 2013. Composer Nicholas White, he set Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven to music. We heard the Black Oak Ensemble and the Raven Consort in a new recording on the MSR label. Good morning. It's about 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. And our classical friends, Laura Larson and John Richard Schrock, are here. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Cordelia. So happy to be here. I love...
From the Horn Concerto No. 1 by Mozart. That was Timothy Brown, horn player on KPR at a minute before 11 o'clock. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. We have some great music by Brahms coming up. Keep it here on KPR.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. KPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Join us for Morning Edition every weekday morning between 5 and 9. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web, kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Piece That'll Blow You Away by Brahms. It's called the Scherzo in C, sometimes called the Sonatensatz. Sarah Chang will be the fierce violinist. Then a beautiful, the harp interlude from Act 1 of Lucia di Lammermoor. Lots of great classics coming up in the next hour. Support for news on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through the October 25th. Details at theodorelawrence.com.
Live from NPR News
on the better and the good, and you shouldn't have to be worried about the evil.
Brankema says she thinks about safety while at worship, but she's not worried.
Because we have an excellent security team.
Church security is becoming more widespread these days, something synagogues and mosques in the U.S. have been grappling with for decades. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. With small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. This is KPR. An amazing piece of music. Hard to believe that just one pianist and one violinist did that. Sarah Chang soloed in the Sonatensatz, or the Scherzo in C minor by Johannes Brahms. We'll have some harp solo music next on KPR, and also coming up this hour, the CPE Bach Cello Concerto in A major, and also a Haydn piano trio as we continue enjoying the classics here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank The Roost for providing breakfast for our volunteers and guests during the fun drive. The Roost is located at 920 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Well, for today, it's 80 degrees in Lawrence on the way up to 85, and the rest of the week should be clear with highs in the mid-80s and dipping down to about 60 or mid-60s at night, and no mention of rain until Sunday night when there's a 30% chance. Here is the harp interlude from Act One of Lucia di Lammermoor, the opera by Donizetti on KPR. Lovely piece for solo harp. It's actually the harp interlude from the first act of Lucia di Lammermoor, the opera by Donizetti. From an EXO CD featuring Elizabeth Hainan, harpist. Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's A Major Cello Concerto is coming up. Also a good Haydn piano trio, the 38th. Keep it right here on KPR as the classical music continues. But before we hear the CPE Bach, there's something we want to talk to you about making
I wonder what it is. I wonder what it could be.
A commitment to KPR.
At 888-577.
The great cellist, Matt Hamovitz, with the English Chamber Orchestra for the CPE Bach Cello Concerto in A Major. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown with Laura Lorson and John Richard Truck, and this is the last time. We'll take about 5 minutes just to tell you about how easy it is to become a KPR member during classical music this afternoon and evening. It'll be all uninterrupted classical music, but thank you so much for contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's Laura Larson.
Oh, hi. yes, you can also
That's the Piano Trio number 38 by Franz Josef Haydn with Patrick Cohen, Eric Hobarth, and Christoph Kwan. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. I'm Cordelia Brown, and thank you so much for your gifts here at Kansas Public Radio. Or think of it more as paying for a service. We're a service. We're not really a charity. Kansas Public Radio is here for you 24/7, and we intend to be here for another 73 years at least. We do need your support, though, to do it, which you can make at 888-577-5268 or use kansaspublicradio.org. Jeff Watson's in next with more classical music. Support for all this great music comes from you, but also from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the Kansas City Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. And from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org. Let's take a peek at Jeff Watson's playlist. He has a Dvorak Slavonic dance to start off. All of those are good. And he has an interesting piece at about, a little bit past 12:30, called The Bridge of Souls. Also, Shostakovich's Waltz from the Golden Age, and music by Gordon Jacob. That's classical music with Jeff from noon to 3. He may be giving the website and the phone number, but we won't be pausing the music to take a few minutes to tell you more than that. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. And remember, you can always look up what's playing or what's been played at our playlist online.
Tom Johnson was a top White House aide to Edward from NPR News.
Hear more about that subject and more starting at 3 for All Things Considered. We're live and local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. And from the Kansas City Monarchs, bringing back the Kansas City Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring more than 30 local and international musicians. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. We're KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm